Hello, and welcome back to Intuitive Stardust. I am so happy to be back with you, and I'm so excited to share two of maybe my most favorite crystal stories to date. So before we begin, I did draw us a card from a different crystal deck that I have. And full disclosure, I had to look up how to pronounce it because I do not have this crystal. I pulled Dioptase, which is for heart healing. It's a beautiful, the picture is a beautiful cluster of crystals, and it's like this this deep teal color. So here is the message from the book, Dioptase, Heart Healing. Crystal color, it says emerald green in the book, but the picture definitely looks more of like a teal color. And it is related to the heart chakra. Crystal medicine. Dioptase is one of the most powerful heart healing crystals on the planet. Its energy penetrates deep into the inner chambers of the heart, transmuting old wounds of the past. The energy of the green ray brings powerful healing and transformation to the heart chakra. When you are blessed with Dioptase's healing energy, you feel safe and supported to freely live and love from the heart. Crystal meaning heals the inner realms of the wounded heart and enhances openness. Transmutes and heals emotional pain and old wounds, allows you to release and dissolve sadness in your life, lets down walls of anger, bitterness, and resistance, embracing love and connection. Oracle reading message from the Crystal Diva. You have called this card into your life today as a sign that you are currently going through a deep healing of the heart. It is our natural state of being to be open and free in our expression of love and to share this with the world. We spend our lives in and out of relationships, trusting people, and along the way, we get hurt in the process. The natural survival instinct is to shut down and protect the heart from yourself and those around you so you don't get hurt again. This can cause a huge disconnection in your life as you walk around numb from the pain of these old wounds and scars. The key is to hold yourself and love yourself through your hurts, keeping that beautiful, loving heart of yours open and alive and free to love. No matter how painful it can be, love is the essence to all healing. No matter the situation, know that deep heart healing is at hand. The loving divas of Dioptase have now arrived to shower their healing light into your life. Open and allow this energy to touch your heart deeply and fully. You are encouraged to take some sacred time out for yourself as your wounds are transformed back to love and compassion. Spend time in nature or by the sea to nurture and support you in this healing process. It is perfectly normal that you may experience a loss or sadness flowing through you as you release and heal from this pain. Or perhaps you could be feeling joy and freedom as you allow a deeper level of divine love and forgiveness into your heart. It is now time for you to come back to your heart's center as you experience this sacred time of heart healing and transformation. Whew. I think maybe I need to get myself a piece of Dioptase. I mean, we are in Pisces season. The sun moved into Pisces on February 18th. I know that the watery sign of Pisces with emotions haven't recently been great for some people. Of course, it depends on what else is in your chart and all of that other stuff. I personally have a lot of fire in my chart. So when the sun is in a water sign, I tend to be pulled towards crystals that are a little bit more fiery, like citrine or fire quartz or garnet, things like that, because when the sun is in a water sign, sometimes I feel like my fire is being put out by the water. But I'm also a Pisces rising, so, it kind of goes hand in hand. But yeah, so I feel like that card is for a lot of people, because, like I said, we're in the emotional sign of Pisces right now. That manifests differently for everyone, depending on what else you have going on in your birth chart. But I feel like heart healing is something that we could all use pretty much all the time, because I am guilty of building those walls around my heart as well. So I encourage you with the message that we got today to maybe just explore a little bit things that have happened in your life recently or in the past that have really caused you pain in your heart, and see if you can love yourself through it and let that just move through you so that it's able to heal. So that you're able to really fully be and love the way that it was intended. Okay, so I don't know how I forgot this story. The last time I talked about crystals, like I said, crystals are probably going to end up being a reoccurring thing that I talk about from time to time, just because I love crystals so much. I love working with them. And they're, kind of my jam. So I did talk about black tourmaline the last time that I talked about crystals in episode 2. And I did mention in episode 2 that it was the first crystal that I bought for myself after my very first Reiki session. And just a little bit of a recap. Some of the properties of black tourmaline are blocking negative energy, and of course it's black, so it helps with the root chakra and grounding your energy, and it also blocks EMF radiation. So when you can imagine that when I had my first Reiki session, I definitely started to experience some changes personally, changes the way that, like, with the way that I interacted with my family, with the people in my life, and my husband, of course, being one of them. I remember this day very distinctly. He had someone, a coworker, that he had to interact with on a regular basis, and his energy was really hard for my husband to interact with. Their personalities just didn't quite mesh all of the time, and, having to work closely with someone like that often can be wearing, and it can be difficult if, the two of you and your energies just don't really go together. So he was having a pretty rough morning with said coworker, and he had to go into the office that day, and he was really stressing about it because he knew that he was going to have to interact with this person. And me, being a projector in human design, with the quote-unquote bird's eye view, kind of saw the energetic invitation, the door opening to suggest that maybe he take a piece of black tourmaline with him. So I kind of quietly went and got a small piece that I had. I ran it under some water. I know black tourmaline isn't technically a water-safe crystal, but in my experience, I've run it underwater just to sort of cleanse the energy if I need to, and it honestly hasn't really done anything to mine. I'm not recommending that that's what you do. I'm just letting you know that's my experience. So I ran it under some water, sort of just set the intention for the energy to be cleansed and cleared and ready to go, ready to soak up all the bad vibes. And I asked my husband, I said, are you willing to humor me? And he was kind of like, sure. And I handed him the small piece of black tourmaline. I said, are you willing to just carry this in your pocket today at work as you navigate the different energies and the different people and the different things that you are going to have to navigate? And he was like, yeah, I mean, if it works, like, that would be cool. That'd be awesome. And I was like, awesome. So I gave it to him and he put it in his pocket. Far as I understand it, I've read that this is especially with like meditation, if you're holding crystals to carry it in your pocket on the receiving side if you want to receive the energies from it and carry it, which is your non-dominant side, or carry it in your right pocket. If you're right-handed, that I'm right-handed, and so is my husband. That's your dominant side. That's kind of like what you're putting out. I know in meditation, from what I have learned, that if you are holding crystals during meditation, holding it in your non-dominant hand would be receiving the energies. Holding it in your dominant hand would be sending those energies out. So him and I typically carry them in our left pocket to receive the energies from the crystal. So he threw it in his left pocket and took a deep breath and off he went. And I was just like, man, I hope this works. Like, I hope he has a good day. And that was that. Well, it was probably about, I would say, an hour or two into him being in the office, and my phone rang, and it was him. And I was like, oh, hi, what's up? And he said, okay, so I just had to call and tell you, I just had a very pleasant 45-minute conversation with said coworker, and didn't remember that you had given me that crystal until I stuck my hand in my pocket and realized it was there. And I was like, oh my gosh, it worked. So I just wanted to call and I wanted to tell you that. And so I thought that was kind of like the end of the story, like it worked. And he was like, I'm keeping this. And I was like, that is fine. If it is helping you, I want you to have it. And that sort of morphed into, do you have anything that I can carry in my pocket for this? Or do you have anything I can carry in my pocket for that? He has several crystals now, pocket crystals. Some are raw, some are tumbled, that he carries on a regular basis. And he works in a very like masculine type job. There's a lot of masculine energy around him, and he has openly discussed his pocket full of rocks, quote unquote, that help him, and has even given some tumbles to other coworkers. So that's pretty cool. Well, I thought that was the end of the story. But he, continued to regularly carry his crystals, especially the black tourmaline. And it turns out that said coworker decided to quit. And it was just like, holy cow. Looking back on everything, it was like, whoa, this is like divine timing. But having that black tourmaline with him helped him navigate some difficult energies that, you know, were not within his control. And that is what is great about crystals and the energies of crystals for me, is that sometimes, you know, a lot of times in life, we experience situations where, you know, we don't have control. The only thing we have control of is ourselves and within ourselves. And crystals can kind of help fill in those gaps where we're struggling. He was really struggling with the negative energy that he was feeling between them and didn't want to have it, didn't want to experience it, didn't want it to exist to begin with, but it was there. And so his black tourmaline was able to help him navigate that. If any of you know my husband that are listening, you probably already know this story, but I really wanted to share that. I was so excited to talk about crystals the last time. I totally just forgot to tell that story. And I was like, how did I forget? And then I thought, oh, well, maybe I forgot because that could sort of, you know, be a part of one of the other crystal episodes. One of the other stories I wanted to talk to you about today is actually more of a intuition story with like a crystal assist, so to speak. So I had, this was last summer sometime, I had like, I don't know why I didn't realize it, but I had started this like, I had started to collect multiple pieces of garden quartz and didn't even realize that I basically had what I liked to call a family. And when I had that realization that I had a family of garden quartz, I thought, ooh, I could take a family photo. So I went to gather up all of my garden quartz pieces, and I realized that I couldn't find one of the tiny little mini spheres that I have. They're about like, you know, the size of like a pocket tumble, maybe even a little smaller. And I had had it in my bra the day before because I didn't have pockets and I wanted it with me. And I think I had just gone to bed and I don't even know that I even paid attention to the fact that it was still in there. And when I woke up in the morning, I realized it was gone. And I just got this like feeling of like sadness and panic and dread because I love each one of my pieces of garden quartz deeply. And I wanted to take a family photo. So I thought, okay, the last time I had it, it was in my bra and I went to bed, so it was probably in my bed. So I went in my room and I was moving the covers and I was looking all around. I was moving the pillows. I was, you know, looking on the floor, around the bed, under the bed, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, no. Did I throw it away? Like, where is it? Did it fall? Like, because I don't remember hearing it fall somewhere. And I was like, all right. And you're supposed to be intuitive, right? So why don't you, and I'm probably, I don't remember exactly how this happened. Maybe a friend reminded me that I could ask. And I thought, yeah, you know what? I can ask. So I took a minute, I took a couple of deep breaths, and I was sitting outside because it was beautiful. And I had some crystals out on my back porch. I like to, in the summertime or, you know, spring, summer, fall, when it's still warm, I like to sit outside and drink my coffee in the mornings, and sometimes, you know, crystals end up out there with me. So I had a fluorite sphere out on my back porch, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to use my fluorite sphere as an assist to my intuition. I'm going to tap into my intuition, and I'm going to see if I can find this sphere. And fluorite is a crystal that helps with clarity and focus. So that's why I chose to use the fluorite. So I took a couple deep breaths. I closed my eyes and I just released all outcomes, expectations, feelings of worry or dread. I just, with each breath, I just released them and I thought, whatever happens is meant to be. It's meant to happen this way. If I'm able to find it, then awesome. If not, I'm just not supposed to find it right now. Because I've noticed that crystals sometimes have a mind of their own and hide from me in plain sight when I'm looking for them. I'm like, where did you go? And then when I find them later, I'm like, why did I not see that? So I just took a minute, centered everything, and I put my hand on my fluorite sphere, closed my eyes, and I asked, where are you? Show me where you are. And instantly, I was hit with this like imagery in my mind where it was like I saw my bed, but it was the bottom of the bed, and I heard, you know, it's at the bottom. And I was like, okay. So I, you know, it was like a fast, it was really fast the way that it came through to me. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I just looked in there, but I heard it's at the bottom. So I thought, okay. I went back in my room and I thought, all right, well, the bottom of the bed. So I took my hand and I ran it across the bottom, the bottom of the bed, and where the sheet was tucked in, I felt this little lump. So I pulled the covers back. I put my hand down in there and there she was. And then I was like, what just happened? Did I really just see where this sphere was and then actually find it there? And then I ended up actually writing a story about it, you know, losing it and finding it. So I was able to get my family photo. Since then, I have somehow accumulated other family members for my garden quartz family. But that same day, that same sphere decided that it was going to fall out of my bra again, because that's where I had put it later on after I got the photo. And I heard it hit and I watched it roll underneath my table on my back porch and then plop down over the edge. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And last year I did not plant a garden. My neighbors have chickens and I'm not really a fan of their free range chickens being near my vegetables. And I don't know, I'm stubborn. I don't want to put up a fence. I just want their chickens to stay away from my garden. And also we were supposed to have gotten, like the, I don't know, however many year cicadas. So I was worried that they would kind of eat everything up. We ended up not getting them, but I didn't plant a garden and I ended up, you know, not really being good at weeding. So basically my garden was a lot of grass that had gone to seed. I mean, it was really pretty when the wind would blow, but it was also a jungle for a tiny little garden quartz sphere that just so happens to basically have the same colors as the grass. So I thought, no, you know what? I am not losing this sphere. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to go down and I'm going to find it. Well, that ended up just creating a really great opportunity for me to ground in my bare feet. I went down and for about 15, 20 minutes, I think, which is a really decent amount of time to stand with your bare feet on the earth and ground your energy. I was bending down stalks of very tall grass, with my feet, and I was standing in the dirt, and it was, you know, it was a little wet from, you know, from the vegetation being there and probably also from rain, which if you add water to the grass, the ground, it definitely is, makes things more conductive. So it was a really great grounding session that I had. And eventually I did find her, and I laughed hysterically because I knew in hindsight, like looking back, that I had totally, it totally did that on purpose. I needed to ground my energy in that moment. And the sphere was like, come on, let's go. We're going to do this. So my little garden court sphere that has seen me through lots of things knew what I needed before I knew what I needed. I was able to ground my energy and find her again a second time. And it was a really cool experience. It was a really fun experience. And it really showed me how powerful it can be when you tap into your own intuition and you just trust what comes through and you release your expectations around any of it. And also what can happen when you do fill in those gaps with the energies of crystals. My fluorite sphere really helped me. My fluorite sphere and I had sort of been in a fight, honestly, before, because I had had it like in my bed, like beside me. And I had had some really crazy dreams and not gotten a lot of sleep in, you know, the recent past before that happened. And I was like, man, that was really intense. And I need my sleep, especially as a projector. So I'm going to make sure that this sphere is a little bit farther away from me when I'm sleeping. So it was a really great way for me to reconnect to my fluorite sphere. It was a really great way for me to connect to myself and my inner knowing and my inner being, whatever you want to call it, and really trust myself. And it was just basically like pure magic, you guys. Like, I don't know. I would love to hear it if you have any stories about connecting with your intuition, especially if you connected to your intuition using crystals to kind of help fill in those gaps and amplify the energies. So yeah, this is episode 2 about crystals. And like I said, I'm pretty sure that there will be more. I have so many crystal stories. I don't even know where to begin. So definitely stay tuned for this theme to come up again. I imagine that it will come up and I will remember the stories when I most need to. These are two of my favorite stories. So during this Pisces season with all of this, you know, deep emotion, water energy, it's fun to just go back and relive those stories just a little bit because they do bring me so much joy. Thank you so much for joining me again today. Thank you for listening and, you know, giving me a piece of your time and energy. I know it sounds funny, but I can feel it. I can feel the energies of the listeners, and it really means a lot to me. So I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I love you. If you are not connected with me on Instagram, you can find me at intuitive_stardust. I am always open to hearing your stories and your experiences that are maybe similar to mine or even different. I look forward to connecting with you again next time. And until then, I'm sending you healing and love. Bye.